Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Right-Minded Gains, the Common Sense Approach to Health and Fitness. It is Monday morning, January 6th. I hope everyone had a wonderful new year. I hope everyone is getting onto that path of health, that journey of a fit life. Now, with the new year, a lot of people are jumping onto that path with New Year's resolutions. So today I wanted to talk about how to get started, or at least a few tips and tricks that I used and that I have helped other people use to get them started. And I'll also go over things that I think you should not do. So, let's start off with the things that you shouldn't do. Now, remember, this is all my opinion. I'm not a doctor or anything like that. You know, I am a certified trainer, but that only goes so far. It all depends on your experience. So, take the things I say with a grain of salt. And, at the end of the day, you have to figure out what will work best for you. Everyone is different. But like I said, you can take some tips and tricks from me that helped me and that helped others I know, and maybe it'll help you as well. So like I said, let's start off with what not to do, in my opinion. In my opinion, I do not think it is wise for you to start off by simply jumping on to what's most popular, what is, you know, the most recent fad, whether that be, I don't know, CrossFit, the Orange Theory, this theory, that theory, whatever the fuck, all these different random crazy plans. I don't think it's the best thing for someone to just start right off on that. I think what you need to do is to honestly assess yourself. See, where do you think you're at? Are you someone that's, you know, obese, morbidly obese, or just a little bit overweight, or maybe just skinny and needs to build some muscle? These things matter. If you're someone that is obese, you know, it's probably not good to just jump into a super high-intensity class, because that will fuck you up. That won't really fuck you up, and chances are you won't be able to go back. Same thing goes for someone that is a little more experienced, but, you know, maybe took off for a while. You're not going to have someone like them who likes to lift weights and stuff like that go into just, some random class. No. Everyone has to figure out what will work best for them, what they will honestly enjoy. It's not only about doing what everyone says works. You have to figure out what you enjoy also. If you don't enjoy what you're doing, then the chances of you sticking to it are slim to none. So, I say first step, figure out what you enjoy. Figure out what you enjoy. Figure out what you like to do outside of, you know, your daily activity, like work and whatnot, and with your family. You know, figure out the things that you enjoy. Do you enjoy riding a bike? Great. So let's ride a bike. Do you enjoy taking a nice walk? Fucking wonderful. Let's go take a walk. You know, we can do 3 walks a day even, you know. Do you like lifting weights? Excellent. So it's time to join a gym. Have you never done any of those things? Okay. A lot of people haven't done any of those things. I mean, obviously we all walk, but not in the thoughts of getting healthier and doing exercise. People just walk to go places. But if you haven't actually done anything of that nature to, you know, better your health, then experiment. You know, if you're someone that is very heavy or very skinny and you're somewhat intimidated or, you know, just simply don't want to join a gym, that's perfectly okay. You can go online, you can buy bits of equipment for your home for, honestly, really fucking cheap, dirt fucking cheap, and you can get started. I mean, that's why we have things like YouTube and things like the internet, to be honest. I mean, the internet has everything you could possibly think of. If you want to learn anything, it's there. You can learn anything. And that's what I think you should do. You got to find the things you enjoy and, you know, play with it from there. See what your body will respond best to. Don't just jump into some random class or to some CrossFit gym or something like that just because you see it's like, oh, everyone's doing it. Everyone's making such great progress on that. Well, everyone's not you. You are not everyone. You are you. They are them. You don't know what's actually going on in their body. They may look great, but they might not be healthy at all. You have to figure out what will work best for you. You have to figure out what you will enjoy, what you can stick to. This is a lifestyle. Remember that. This is something for life. You do not want to, excuse me, you do not want to approach this with the mindset of, okay, I gotta lose 20 pounds, then I'm good. That's total bullshit. The second you are finished losing that 20 pounds, you'll more than likely notice something else that you want to change. And then you'll use that as your goal. And from there, you'll find something else you want to change. You'll use that as your goal. Shit, maybe you make your body to the absolute peak of perfection. It is where you want it to be. Where's your mind at? Where's your insides? You know, what about your kidneys, your liver, your heart? We have a lot of parts to us. It's not just going into the gym and sculpting out a body and calling it a day. You have to eat right. You have to train right. You have to sleep right. You have to clear your mind correctly. You know, we're all so overstressed. We all have so much fucking information in front of us from social media, from the news, from our jobs. All these things matter. It's not just about fixing what you look like. It's about fixing your mental state as well. So, start off by finding something you enjoy. Once you find that, get the fuck after it. Do it hard. If you like lifting weights, get into the gym every fucking day and lift your ass off. If you enjoy taking a walk, take 5 walks a day. If you like riding a bike, then fucking get on that bike and start riding. Don't let social media or anything, you know, prevent you from doing what you actually enjoy because you think it won't be effective. Everything can be effective. It's all about how you use it. It's about how you approach it. Every way of movement can be effective in some way or another if you approach it correctly. All right, so that's my thoughts on the movement part, the lifting part, the exercise part. Do what you find you respond best to and do what you enjoy, what you can stick with. That's the main thing. What you can stick with forever and continuously adapt to and continuously progress with, that's what you should be doing. There is no one way. I tell everyone that I work with, which is literally dozens of different type of people, all shapes and sizes, all ages, there is no one way. If you ever come across a nutritionist or a trainer or anyone that's, quote, considered a professional or an expert, everyone likes to use this term expert, but they tell you to do it just this way or just that one way, just carnivore or just CrossFit or just bodybuilding or whatever, I say run as fast as you can. I don't tell anyone to run. Anyone that knows me, I stay the fuck away from running. It's just my own thing. But I say run as fast as you fucking can because they are there to take your money and not give you actual knowledge and not help you. If they say you must do it this or this way, they are not there to help you. They are there to spread their own bullshit. And that's my opinion on that. Now let's get into nutrition, because nutrition is a whole other aspect. There's a whole load of shit that goes on when it comes to food. There's quality, there's quantity, it all matters. It all matters. And I'll start off with what not to do here as well. Same thing with the training. Don't just jump into a fad. Don't just jump into a fad because you see your favorite Instagram model or your favorite movie star or your favorite whoever the fuck, I don't know, book writer or something, says that this is the way. Because that's not true. I don't care what way it is, it's not true that that is the only way. It's period. It's simple. It's not true. Because what one person will respond to, another person might respond poorly to. That's just the fact. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's the healthiest fucking diet on the face of the earth. Vegan, schmegan, every vegetable, every fruit, you know, the healthiest of the healthiest doesn't mean it's going to work for everyone. Everyone will respond differently to different things. So don't just jump on to any fad diet because you see it's popular that people are making all these, quote, great successes on it, because you don't truly know what's going on their insides. You don't truly know how they're reacting. For all you know, they're having joint pain that they never had before, but they don't realize that it's coming from those foods. For all you know, they're having migraines that they've never had before, but it's coming from those foods that they think are doing them great. So there is no one way. Do not just jump onto some random fad diet because your favorite Instagram or whatever said that's the way to do it. What I would recommend, is the elimination diet, which is not an actual diet. It's the process of elimination when it comes to food. So what does this mean? So let's say you've been eating the same way for your life, 20 years, 30 years, 15, whatever, however old you are, 40 years, you've been eating relatively the same way. You know, even if for someone that is, quote, let's start this over. Let's start it as someone who is, quote, eating healthy. You know, they think they're eating pretty healthy, and they're still not making the progress that they want. You know, they're not in terrible shape, let's say, but they're not making that progress that they want. And, you know, oh, they're eating healthy. I'm hitting my macros. I'm hitting my calories. I'll go into that soon. Whatever, in case you don't know what that is, I'm going to go into that. But I'm hitting my macros. I'm hitting my calories. But I'm still not exactly where I want to be. Well, then at that point, I would tell them, well, let's evaluate everything you're eating. And slowly figure out what's causing that extra bloat or that extra, you know, excess of fat to stick around or whatever it is. You know, it's the process of elimination. You have to figure out what foods work best for your body. Everyone's body will respond differently to different foods. So just as a really good example, and I'll even use this as for myself, because I noticed it once I discovered this elimination diet, which is, like I said, the process of elimination. You figure out what works best for you by slowly taking things out, slowly putting things in, seeing how you respond. Well, for my entire life up until maybe, I don't know, a few months ago or so, 6 months, 5 months, I don't even know, I fucking loved cereal and milk. I can go through a whole fucking box of that shit. No problem. It ain't even a question. Cereal and milk was my shit. Morning, noon, night, I don't care what time I'll eat it. Well, I tried getting rid of the dairy from my diet. That's not because I'm going vegan or anything like that. Not by a long shot. I eat steak very regularly, and yeah, and I'm happy about that. I love steak. Anyways, try getting rid of the dairy. And I still do consume some dairy here and there, but I really got rid of the majority of it. And I noticed that my skin cleared up a little bit. You know? And it didn't take right away. It didn't take me, you know, one day of not having cereal and milk. I literally didn't touch the shit for like 2 months. Maybe even more. I had a bowl of cereal the other day. Literally, first time in at least 3 months. That was the first time, and I didn't even finish it because it was literally stuck in my mind that this milk might affect me. It might give me a stomachache, or it might cause me to break out in my skin, and I don't want that. So I really, you know, through that process of elimination, I understood that these certain dairy products made my skin feel a little worse, you know, maybe gave me a little bit of a stomachache. Same thing goes for a lot of other foods. That's the point. You have to take that time to figure it out. You can't just jump into any diet thinking this will work. Because the thing is, everything will work. Any type of diet that you get onto, if you're starting from a point that you have done no actual work, no actual dieting, no actual working out or anything of that nature, if you're starting from stage one, anything you do will work to an extent. But how much will it work? It won't, you know, if you're just doing, you know, the bare minimum, that'll work for some time, but then it'll stop working. Then you're going to adapt to whatever that bare minimum is, and you will no longer make progress. That's why you can't just jump onto anything, because if you just jump onto anything, you might see some progress right in the very beginning, but it's not something you'll be able to stick with. It's not something that will necessarily give you that continuous progress. It's not something that will necessarily be most optimal for you. And that's what you want. You want to figure out what is most optimal for you. What foods do you respond best to? What fruits are you maybe not responding to? Or what vegetables do you not respond best to? What type of meats and proteins do you feel the most satisfied on or the least satisfied on? What fits you and your lifestyle best? Now, what you can say right off the bat, regardless of who you are, automatically you can start cutting out the processed shit. What does that mean? Well, if it has an ingredient list longer than a fucking textbook, you probably don't need it. If that ingredient list consists of things you can't pronounce, even if you have a fucking PhD, you probably shouldn't put it in your body. Alright? Let's try to shoot for the basics, the natural stuff. If it comes from the ground or from an animal that you had to kill, well, not you, unless you're that fucking savage killing your own food, that would be amazing, and I want you to hit me up if that's the case, because I'm down to buy some of that shit. But if it wasn't killed or it wasn't taken out of the ground, if it had to go through 50 steps of processing, if it had to go through all kinds of metals and all kinds of materials just to get into your stomach, or better yet, into your cupboard, which then goes into the microwave, then into your stomach, or something like that, chances are it's not good for you. I think that's safe to say, regardless of the diet you're on. You know, I see so many people talking about vegan diet and carnivore diet and this diet, that plenty of them still look like fucking shit. They still have guts. They still have terrible skin. Just because you're losing weight doesn't make you healthy. It's about the quality. Care more for quality, not only quantity. Caring for quantity will only get you so far. Stage one, start with quality. Stage two, worry about quantity. Now, earlier I mentioned calories and macros. So in case you don't know what counting your calories or your macros are, that means tracking the amount of calories you consume through what you eat. So, you know, on every food label, the bar or the food or the meat, whatever it is, will say for so-and-so serving, we'll have 100 calories. So you know how many calories you're consuming for that food. Now, macros are your macronutrients, which mean your proteins, your fats, and your carbohydrates. So if you are someone that is counting your macros, if you pick up a protein bar, let's just say, for example, and it has 130 calories, okay, cool, 4 grams of fat, 20 grams of protein, and, I don't know, 13 grams of carbohydrates. You know, so that is some, that would probably be like your typical protein bar. Those are the calories and the macros. Simply counting your calories and your macros will not, I repeat, will not make you healthy. It can absolutely help you get into amazing shape. In fact, that is one of the main ways I would say majority of people do it, is by counting their calories and counting their macros in order to get into shape. You can get into phenomenal, I'm talking like Greek god style shape doing that. But that does not mean you're healthy. And that is why I always preach quality first, then quantity. Make sure you're consuming good quality foods, then worry about how much of it you're consuming. If you're eating grain-fed shit beef and some processed fucking, I don't know, microwave mashed potato or some shit, and you're having a Pop-Tart for breakfast, but you're still hitting your calories and your macros, chances are you're still gonna feel like shit, even if you're losing weight. You might not feel that right away, but trust me, eventually you will. You will feel that, you know? If you're hitting all your macros, but you're still having that soda every day, or you're still eating those chips every single day, or that candy fits into your macros perfectly, do you still actually think that's healthy? Do you think putting those kind of processed, refined sugars and all that kind of fucking shit into your body is healthy? Come on, let's be real here. We all know it isn't. And if you're in that kind of denial, then I pray that you get out of it right the fuck now. Let's get to the basics, people. Please, let's get to the basics. Let's stick with the basics. If you need to start moving more, move more. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to go join the gym. Just start moving more. If you have to start eating healthier, then start eating healthier. Start making the right choices. You decide what goes in your mouth. If you're listening to this, chances are you're old enough to decide what you eat. So that means you need to decide what you consume. Make the right choices. If you know it's between, you know, a little extra work when you get home, but you can have a really good quality meal, you know, a really nice piece of fish with some sweet potatoes or something like that, or a really nice steak with a broccoli or something like that, but, you know, it's going to take a little extra work, or just going to the restaurant and picking it up. Put that extra work in. Your body will thank you for it. And you will thank yourself later on for making those correct choices. If you need to start moving more, just start moving more. It's not complicated. If you're intimidated or afraid to go to the gym, then just start in your house. Start next to your bed. Start doing yoga every day, and then move up to the weight training. It's easy to start. You just have to start now. You can't keep waiting. Start now. Stick to the fucking basics. Don't make it complicated for yourself. Just start figuring out what you will respond best to, and start figuring out what you enjoy, what you can stick with for the rest of your life, because this is a long fucking journey you're about to get on. This is not something you're going to give up next month or next year or in 2 years. In 5 years from now, I hope everyone that listens to this in 5 years from now is still on that path or getting onto that path, and I hope that I'm still growing and progressing. I know I plan on it. I don't plan on stopping anytime soon. This is my lifestyle. I love this shit, and I hope you will also. Get to it, people. Later.